Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour Show with Richard Talk to Me Guy, and Sherry Edwards is back from the road tour. Good evening.
Oh, Sherry. It's good to be back. I feel like I haven't talked to you in months. I've listened to some of the shows, but I just feel so disconnected from what is going on. I've been watching the news, and there's some tremendous things going on. I did Scaramucci's voice and said it won't last long, and what 10 days it lasted?
Yeah. Yep.
Who knows what's going in there? And I'm hoping all of you who have been listening to us on a regular basis have come to the conclusion that you can do this on your own, and that you've downloaded all of our software to learn how to tell who's telling the truth, and that when you find out the truth, you send it on to your own groups on Facebook and a lot of other things. Also did McCain's voice, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. If any of you want to go in that direction and look political, personally, I would rather see what's going on with our health. So this evening, we're going to talk about something incredibly controversial that we have been talking about for 2 years at least, that these Gardasil shots, Cervarix and Gardasil, human papilloma, that they made a law in Texas and then took it back when so many people were maimed and killed, and now they're making a law in, I guess it is a law already, in California, that the government can give your child a shot at school from 12 years on up for girls and 9 years old and up for boys, and they don't have to tell you that they gave your kid the shot. They reward them with iPods if they'll take the shot. They get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company if you can get so many percentage of your kids vaccinated. I think it's a tremendous story, and we're going to be very, very happy bringing it to you this evening. And for anybody who's had a shot, a papilloma shot, would you please raise your hand? And we are sponsored today by the Sound Health Portal, and we've put up on the portal a Gardasil software, so if you know anybody who's had these shots and who has been damaged or they're infertile from them, they can go to the portal, soundhealthportal.com. Oh, I'm on the wrong thing here. I'm on the actual work portal. Sound Health Portal, like a sort of window in a ship, soundhealthportal.com, and go to, I think it's function services, and we don't have Gardasil. Oh, it is up there. There's the Gardasil where you can submit your vocal print, and we're going to show you how this evening. So if you know anybody that has an issue with this, go to your phone, call them up and say, listen to this show. It's going to be important for humanity because this is a problem with our reproduction. Oh, that was my spiel, Richard. On to you.
I'll remind people, because this is one of those shows that you're going to want to pass on to people because it's going to have a lot of Gardasil. I can't use any of those words. Tricky area. Oh, that's how I'll put it. And you're going to want to tell people about it. And the great way to do that is about 10 to 15 minutes after we end the show, you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, click on the blog talk archive player, and the last 5 shows will be there. And you can also go to Stitcher or iTunes or any number of podcast aggregators, which is just a place to gather shows you want to listen to, and search for Sherry Edwards. And on iTunes, the over 500 and some odd shows are there, and most of the other aggregators as well. And if you search for Sherry, this show will show at the top of the list. It takes the aggregators a couple of hours to sometimes overnight, usually a couple of hours. It shows up in the feed, and you'll be able to get the show there and share it.
And this is just one of 3 shows that we do. Every other month, we trade off with happy hour. I don't know if this is happy hour or direction for truth, but it'd fit in either one of them. And then on Sunday, we do a show that we have a guest. So you can get us on Blog Talk Radio on any of those, except Sunday we don't actually video broadcast, but the Tuesday evening shows we video broadcast, so you can watch how this is done. Richard, I know you have some really interesting announcements.
I do. This is in the category of health, and of course, in my realm about environment as well, because they really are co-bundled. You know, what we do, the environment affects ourselves and affects us, and vice versa. And this first one, if you'll put that up, Sherry, that I just sent you at Skype, is about a chemical oil spill in Virginia. The title of the article is "Chemical Spill in Virginia Kills Tens of Thousands of Fish." Okay, so let's pretend we don't care about fish. People within the area, 5 miles down the stream, residents living up to 5 miles downstream from the spill have also reported seeing other types of dead wildlife, and there's no birds and there's no insects 5 miles downstream. So that's as far as they've gotten. It turns out that it's a surfactant that's used to mix into an insecticide or herbicide, but surfactants screw up the surface tension of the water, so I can't use any of those words. Anything that sticks to anything in the water or tries to grow in the water or tries to breathe in the water is probably dying. And the Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality said that the chemical release has been contained, which it's in water. How's it contained? These are my words. And there are no reports of public exposure. It's in 5 miles of water. Really? Nobody touches the water for 5 miles or possibly drinks it or swims in it? The department also noted that the creek will recover and that life will return, but it could take several years. Really?
If I jump over here, let me see if I can find out what the frequency is for this, and we can tell people what's going to happen. I can't promise I'll do it, but if you can keep talking while I...
Sure, I can keep talking. I can keep talking, you betcha. And then, so it says that, you know, they're cavalierly, that's an actual quote saying, oh, and it will recover, you know, within a couple of years. So that's a dead stream for several years. And that seems like, oh, that's okay. And I say that partially because toward the tail end of the article, it's saying, we are continuing to count the fish, because that does figure into whether there's a penalty against the company, and we will be continuing to monitor the water quality. So that's it. 5 miles of stream, dead. We'll return eventually, several years. Nature will recover because nature is strong and surly in a very positive way. Pardon me. But theoretically, go ahead.
This is what we're about, to bring you this information as fast as we can when this comes up. I'm sorry.
Because they're
Richard,
not even, they aren't even in the article, they aren't even taking into consideration perhaps people are getting water out of wells that are affected by
plants.
That water table. Plants.
Yeah.
There is a snippet in the article talking about a beekeeper who lost half of his hives because they got water from the stream that they kept the bees so that they had moisture. Half of his hives are dead. What happens when a bird catches an insect after it's had this water? Is there going to... there's just this an amazing cascade effect. It's kind of like the hormone cascade. There's a bazillion actions that occur. We know a tiny, really, amount. And it's the same thing here. They're just sort of casually like, oh, it'll return in a couple years, and they might be fined if enough fish die. Really? I have no other words for that. It's an appalling, appalling look.
This particular thing I can't find in all the databases that we have. They look at this like Fukushima, and that's years ago. still causing problems. Chernobyl, how many years ago? Decades ago, still causing problems. We aren't being told the truth, and that's one of the things that we want to do here, because we think you have a right to know. And a lot of people don't think you have a right to know. Like that Jonathan Gruber said about Obamacare. You're too stupid to know what you really need, so that's why we're doing it for you. And, oh, by the way, lining our pockets while we do it. Oh, I'm being so cynical.
We'll need bigger. They need bigger pockets. I have one secondary announcement. This is a completely different category, but it goes to pattern. The title of this one, if you can, in between, Sherry, put up that link I just sent you in Skype. This is about the court orders of EPA to enforce an Obama-era methane pollution rule. So this has to do with court orders EPA to enforce Obama-era methane pollution rule. So Scott Pruitt, because he's a bunch of words I can't use, in my opinion, had attempted to stay implementation of the rule for 90 days, having to do with the amount of methane that companies that are producing gas can dump into the atmosphere, because it's all about his rule of order seems to be, and his administration seems to be, it's all about corporate profits. It's not about effects on the planet. We don't care about, you know, whether the fish are dying. Oh, they'll come back eventually. And we don't care about methane in the air. We just care about the, you know, acting as if it's all about the bottom line. Well, not acting as if, really demonstrating it's all about the bottom line. So a court ordered the EPA to say, no, you can't just make this decision. This is not your, you know, you don't get to do that. So a three-judge panel of the court earlier ruled that Pruitt did not have the legal authority to stay the rule. In a 9-2 vote, the court ordered that the mandate be issued, lifting the EPA's stay while the court considers industry's petition for rehearing. Industry now will be required to comply with the safeguards immediately. So Pruitt just decided we're setting that aside for 90 days, and the court's saying, you don't have the right to do that. This is not the Old West, even though it seems like it's kind of the Old West. We have rules, is the theory. We actually have, like, law and order of some kind. I don't know. But anyway, this is another, you know, the environment is fine, polluted all you want, as long as corporations are making their profits.
I cannot quickly find this structure, but I will, and I will put it up on the radio announcement about this show. But what you've just said leads into something else that is just as despicable. This is an article about how the government is mandating all of these vaccines, but at the same time, the government, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, owns the patents, owns over 20 patents. And they're saying, well, that isn't really a problem. The fact that we have a financial consideration won't be a conflict. I find, do they really think people are going to believe that? Maybe they do. Maybe they think we're just dumber than dog's ears. I guess they aren't. No, that's the wrong thing to say. But it's just awful. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, creates vaccines that it then mandates into law that you should have, and puts money in their pocket. And when you say, well, don't you think that is a conflict? They say, of course not. Potential conflicts do not affect my judgment. Now, I'm going to show you that they do affect their judgment. Most of you who have been with us for a while know that we do vocal prints. And one of the things about Gardasil and vocal prints, and we're going to look at two vocal prints, one Bill Blaxel, who has kids, and one Lisa Fayed, who I don't think has children. She talks like she doesn't have children. And this was when California was mandating that the papilloma virus, which is cervical warts, cervix, the head of the uterus. Men do not have this. California mandated that they could give it to children as young as 12, females, and on boys 9 years old. Now, Diane Harper, who originally did this, here's a quote from her. Diane Harper, lead researcher concerning Gardasil, says that 70% of all human papillomavirus infections resolve themselves within a year. And within 2 years, that percentage climbs to 90%. Dr. Harper also states that Gardasil would do little to prevent cancer, and that's how it was sold in California. And she does not recommend Gardasil or Cervarix, a similar vaccine, to anyone, I get the hiccups, younger than 15. Now, we looked at these people's voice. I'm going to put these up as said. I'm going to put these up on the website also. I'm looking for Lisa Fayette. Okay, you can see a picture of her there for the people who are watching us. She looks very polished. She looks very professional. And there's Bill Blaxell, who looks like a worried parent. Now, Lisa Fayette says, there's nothing wrong with this. It's going to help people. And parents shouldn't worry that their children are going to get these shots at school that can make you sick and kill you. Because if you had a good relationship with your child, they would tell you they're getting the shots. So only for bad parents that need to worry. She presents herself as a medical writer and patent advocate, but parent. There's a typo there. As a parent advocate. And she is saying there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. Now, for those of you who have been with us, and now you're looking at a nano voice, and you can download this from soundhealthoptions.com under downloads. And we are looking at a blue screen with 12 notes across the bottom and in columns. And there's yellow columns here and blue columns here. And the more this is filled out, the more you are giving real information. And you can see with Lisa Fayette, she has practically nothing in C to G. This means she's withholding information when she says this. And you can see a very large void in her vocal print, which says she's not telling the truth. She's compartmentalizing what she's saying. In other words, she went on this TV show, and she's not telling the truth. I didn't mean to do that. And you can see from this void that F and F sharp is empty, and F and F sharp deals with money and money for a good cause. She has nothing all the way up. I believe she was paid to do this because in a fantasy layer, she has a score of 787. A normal score is 42. Now, I do have Barbara Lowe Fisher here, who runs the National Vaccine Information Center. And Barbara Lowe Fisher is one of the people who I believe to be the most truthful on the planet. And this is her vocal print. And can you see how it's totally filled out? And this blue means emotional, and green for a purpose. Barbara Lowe Fisher is telling the truth, and she's talking about vaccines and how they have the potential to cause harm. And so here's Lisa Fayette at this radio show, and bioacoustically speaking, she's only telling less than half the truth. She's got a big void, which means she knows the truth. She's not willing to tell it. Her voice is compartmentalized up into fantasy. So, she wants to believe, but it's not true. Now, here is Black Souls, and he's not very well spoken. He kind of stumbles and mumbles around. He's not prepared for the show. They probably drug him on at the last minute. And his whole vocal print is red, which means for spontaneous talking. But look at where he is. He has a very, very strong foundation. He's the one telling the truth, that parents should be advised, even if they don't expect a reaction, much less a reaction of death. And there have been plenty of these young girls dying from this. So you can read this article. It's called Fayed Blaxel Vaccine 12-Year-Olds. It is a total spin, a total put-up job by somebody who's paying the bill to put money into somebody's pocket for these vaccines. And one of the things, I'm going to show this to you again, one of the things I find despicable about this, here is a reference, $1.2 million was given to low-income minority girl spinmeisters for these girls to take these shots, and they didn't tell them the truth. And there's lots and lots of stories about this. I'm going to do a little presentation about what's going on with it. But you're not being told the truth about what these shots can do. Here is one that was in 2009. It's a couple of years after the shots came out, and they've now proven that they're untested, and they don't have to test them now because there's no liability if someone gets hurt. And this is a young girl that got hurt. She couldn't do anything frontwards. She had to walk backwards. They finally found somebody that could help her. It's just incredible. She lost neurological function. A shot from school, but this isn't something that we should tell parents that their kids are getting at school. Opinion, Richard? Opinion, audience?
I don't have any words that I can use on air. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. It's just gross. How's this allowed to happen? I mean, the vaccine industry has set themselves up so they're not liable, and if they are liable, it's our tax dollars that are paying their fines. And nobody can talk about it. I mean, it's an unbelievable win-win for them.
Well, when they say these don't hurt anybody, yet people are dying, and they're paying out billions in compensation, that's such a cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance means they're trying to make you think two ways at once. Oh, let me sock you in the jaw. Oh, that didn't hurt. This one is from Texas. When they finally found out from Governor Perry that this law that he had passed and how many people it had killed, that one of his aides had been paid off. And I just read that on the internet, so I don't know exactly how true it is. But I just find this despicable. This was a whole cheerleading squad that was not, couldn't work, or couldn't cheer, couldn't walk. You see her in a wheelchair here. And she says, I was a normal teenager. I did everything, says the Bourne High School graduate. She played softball and basketball, community league, and took lessons in lyric and jazz dance. Now she can do nothing. She's in a wheelchair. And in case you think some of these things are kind of crazy, I'm going to put all of these links into the chat so everybody can have them. But there is more just very, very recently. Here's one that just came out last week. It's official, HPV vaccine, the most dangerous vaccine yet. Why? Because it deals with reproduction and infertility. There are, let me find that one real quick because it goes with this. There are many, many reports that after receiving an HPV vaccine while they were pregnant, these people miscarriage, 44.6%. Now, they put out a thing right when, I think it was right when Obama came in office. The only the pregnant people get this first. There's a shortage. So we have to give it to the pregnant women because they're the most vulnerable. And they killed nearly half of the babies. Look at this. Did they do it as an experiment to see how stupid we are? Did they do it as a money grubbing, a money maker, something or the other? And then to come out with this, and I thought I had it up here so we could show the actual article. I don't know which one it is here. I feel really awful when I can't grab these real quick. And oh, here it is with the apple little leaf. I thought I'd remember it really easily that way. When we look at how accurate are the recent claims of the dangers of the HPC Gardasil, this goes through all of it, shows how lobbyists really are responsible for pushing this through. They got their money, and they don't care if your kids die. They don't care if your unborn child dies. There needs to be a word worse than despicable. If somebody's got some, please put it in chat. We got a statement here in chat, and George is saying that people are growing up pretty stupid because they're brainwashed in our schools. Yes, they're brainwashed. They're not educated. They're brainwashed. And that's got to stop. And I'm hoping this new education person will go back to educating these kids and teaching them to make their own decisions. We put something up on our keynote not too long ago that said, a good teacher is somebody that can lead you to the answers or the information so that you can make up your own mind about what the truth is. So in looking at these articles, and again, we'll put those in the chat for you and we'll put them up on the site. Some people are asking, well, what really is Gardasil? It's a vaccine, and there's six now. There's one version of type 6, two versions of type 11, and I think one of them is the control, and then a 16 and an 18. They have all of the adjuvants in them. They have hematoglutinin in them that we've talked about over the last few shows. Hematoglutinin is put in there to make the vaccine stick to your cells so your body can't treat it as something foreign and kick it out. And when we looked at this hematoglutinin, we found out that it was a note of C sharp, and almost 100%, I don't know if I have it here, but I will post it, almost 100% of the frequency correlations were things that dealt with vaccines. No, I don't have it here. Okay, I just looked and covered up everything. But this is a vaccine that they're recommending for high school girls for helping them get rid of genital warts that you get from having intercourse. And the genital warts get on the cervix and on the vaginal wall and kind of make things look ugly and feel ugly. So they touted this not as just something cosmetic, but they touted it as something that would prevent cancer. And it just is not, it's not true. We went through and looked at all of these, and we have a chart here. And that chart has just up and disappeared off my cute computer as I watched it. Well, people, I have another version of it here. So when we looked at this HPV vaccine, it dealt a lot with infertility. I'm going to find the one here's infertility. HPV-1 is the same frequency as a parathyroid hormone that regulates calcium necessary for ovulation and fertility. There's two forms of 11. One is just a mood regulator. The other is the hormone required to maintain pregnancy, progesterone. HPV-16 is the same frequency as vitamin A, and it's an essential fertility nutrient. And calcitonin, which helps regulate calcium in the body. And HPV-18, absolutely, positively, is the same frequency as estrogen and testosterone, the reproductive hormones. Now, I haven't had time to decode the new one, HPV-9, but I would think the CDC is going to say, well, that one's for these 9-year-old boys. Got so mad when I heard that, I called them up and said, how can you recommend that a 9-year-old boy get a shot to prevent cervical warts? And they said, well, they might come in contact with an adult that has the disease. Well, how can they get cervical warts if they don't have a cervix? And they said, well, it's possible, just trust me, we've done the research. And how many times has the research by the CDC turned out to be wrong? And look at Dr. Thompson, the whistleblower right now, time about the measles, mumps, rubella. It's just crazy what they're doing. We look at this every year in immunizations for the flu. And there are articles that have come up from people who are even looking at the flu. These are just some of the things I found. The article on examining the CDC. They are the co-holder of the patent, the rotavirus, that has to be off it. When I review safety data, am I biased? The answer is really easy. Absolutely not. And so we went to look at his vocal print to see if there was a problem with his. Let me see if here's his file. This is about the guy who's doing these flus. Let me sign off at O-F-F-I-T. He is the one that invented that rotavirus. I hate it when I can't find things. He's also in Barbara Lowe Fisher's bio, where she's fully transparent. Dr. Offit's chart indicates a love of humanity, but not necessarily one person at a time. His notes of E and A sharp do not match in color or amount, 22 and 92 respectively. This is the first indication that Offit's words do not match his spiritual nature, nor is his speech truthful or faithful to his real intention. Remember, too, that he has a very public financial stake in at least the rotavirus vaccine. His need to help others is from a mental perspective, but he does not have a plan to carry out his commitment to vaccines, though without emotional bias. His perspective is whole-brained, but his thoughts and ideas are compartmentalized without unity. So, can he tell the truth? No. And I don't see his actual file here. But I will post this also. There's Offit's picture. So what he says with his words, absolutely I can be unbiased. He can't lie with the sound of his voice. So that's one of the things that you can look at when looking at the nano voice that we put up for you. And you can go look at the damages. Mercola is truthful, usually. I was trying to think what he skimmed a bit about. I can't think of anything. But this is an article he did about the guy who invented the flu viruses and how they are not so sure anymore. There is simply no evidence to support this outlandish projection that the flu could kill 90,000 Americans if they don't get this shot. The evidence actually points to the opposite, that this season will be less deaths than flu than last year. And this was absolutely, positively the case. Remember when Obama came out and said, you have to have these flu shots, or this many people are going to die. And then his secretary, Janet, Janet Reno, came out and said, you have to have this. And it simply wasn't true. She was not telling the truth. This is the truth of John King interviewing and it looks like Shushant, Assistant Attorney General. Now, we did this from a WAVE file, so it looks like it's truthful, but it isn't. Here's the Janet Reno's file, and she says one day, swine flu no worse than regular flu. And Napolitano, that was her name. And then, what is this lady? Janet Napolitano, Kathleen Sebelius came out within a day or so and said, oh, you all got to have a flu shot, absolutely. And they were not telling the truth either. But Obama said that we absolutely have to have flu on one day and that he, let me see, flu, Obama and flu. Wish I'd have organized this better. Wish I'd have thought about doing this. When it came up, and this is what I get for not preparing for the show better. But he said on one day, you know, all these people are going to die, and then the next day Barbara Lo Fisher came out and said, no, it's not going to be any worse than it ever was. And she was the one that was absolutely right, because it proved through history, you know, that same year after the flu season was over, there were less people killed by the flu than ever. But Obama came out and said, absolutely, you have to have this. Somebody's pulling the strings that is not telling the truth. And I think we're going to look back on the Obama and Clinton administrations and find out that they put more money in their pockets from lobbyists and banks and whatever than the last 10 presidents altogether. It was about making money. Just look at Obamacare. They said it was, what, $1.3 million, and it ended up costing $3 billion. I mean, it was just absolutely crazy about what was going on. So as we look at some of these things, well, what is that? We look at some of these articles about what's going on. Pregnancy problems are leading global killer of females aged 15 to 19. Is it because of Gardasil? Those are the ones that are getting the shots. What are we supposed to think? Gardasil, fast-tracked and flawed. This just came out a day or so ago. In 2006, the experimental HPV vaccination program began, and there has been at least 315 associated deaths and more than 50,000 adverse events that follow HPV vaccinations. But the state of California says they can give your kid this shot and not tell you, oh, and by the way, we're going to bribe him with an iPod to have him take the shot and not tell you. This is crazy, isn't it? And I'll put this link in for everybody, too, in our chat so you can send it on. Okay, who's putting all these nice chats in here? George says, Obama's regime passed a law that the government does not have to tell the truth. Well, we knew that about policemen. Byron says, approximately 4,168, if you count all 2- and 4-year colleges, including those that are for profit, approximately 2,169.
Can I say something, Sherry?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to put something in there with that, there were 40,000 concentration camps in Europe during Nazi concentration camps in Europe during World War II, and a total of 4,000 and some, you know, 2- and 4-year institutions in this in the United States, you know, in 2005, and I went to one of those institutions. And I'm sure that they were feeding us chemicals, you know, the whole time. That's why we're in such a sad situation. People have been eating GMOs and other chemicals for the last, I'm now 40 years. I mean, this is a totalitarian move.
I think so. And that's one of the reasons that we're doing a class on Gardasil and other vaccines, reproduction vaccines. It's a 2-day. It's coming up in August. I'm not exactly sure what days. But go on our site under classes. Pull in everybody you can. This is a free class with free software. This is the opportunity for us to have control over our own stuff. You know, one of the reasons I hate Obamacare is that in 2020, it's going to force, it's going to force vaccines on everybody, and you can't have any medical exemptions, religious exemptions, only what the government tells you. I just want rid of Obamacare more than I can tell you. There's only three things I like about it, and it's just that they can't kick you out when you've they've paid too much money for your disease. They can't kick you out for a pre-existing condition, and you can keep your kids on your insurance when they're in college. Those are the three things I like. The rest of it, where it's raping all of us, that's a problem, and I see new people here, and I'm going to tell a story that many of you know. A year ago in July, 2 years ago in July, I fell off a two-story balcony, and I broke my back and several places, collapsed a lung, smashed my face so I looked like I had a big baseball bruise on my face. And I was getting along well with my sounds, and I wanted to go see my son. And now this was in November. I was out of the braces and the cast, and I could walk, and I couldn't lift my legs very well. I couldn't sit for long periods of time. So I went to the doctor who was taking care of all of this. And I said, I'd like some pain pills so I can ride in a car long distance to North Carolina from Ohio. And he wanted to give me Oxycontin. And no, I don't want that. So he gave me something called Vimovo. And I went to the pharmacy to get it filled. And they said, $60 copay. No. We have true insurance companies. It can't be $60. We have really good insurance. And they said, these 30 pills cost $1,700. Your copay is $60. So I paid it. I wanted the pills. I wanted to go see my son. I was in a situation where I just didn't think I had any choice. So I called my friend in Canada. I said, how much can you get this Vimovo for? And she said, $54. So with my copay, I had paid the whole thing. And it gets worse. I went looking for what Vimovo really is. It's a combination of naproxen that's on the $4 sheet at Walmart, and you can buy right off the shelf. Now, they had given me 500 milligrams, and what you buy is 200. So three pills. Take three pills, and you got the same thing. And Nexium, which is for your stomach, and it's off the shelf, and it's like $24. So for less than $40, I could have bought the same combination, yet my Medicaid people, because I'm over 70 and whatever, the Medicaid people turned my case into the government and collected $1,700, and I paid for the entire prescription. That's sinister. And it gets worse, people. You can read about that. It's on our site under articles, in the news and the articles. These EpiPens that absolutely have to have them to save your kid's life if they get exposed to peanuts or peanut butter or spiders or walnuts or whatever. And these EpiPens were like $60, $65. They upped them to $750 a pop. Now, because of public pressure, they have decreased it now to two for $300. We have a tone box that gives you the frequency of an EpiPen. You buy it once. I think it's like $200 or something. Or if you have one of our machines, you can just dial it in. And we've taken care of somebody that was going into shock because they had breathed 409. Walnuts, peanut butter, bee stings, and it's worked with all of them. And because we don't have the $6 million to run through the FDA to do a double-blind study, and why on earth would you do a double-blind study when somebody was in a dire situation? That's stupid to me. You have the little box we built, and you have an EpiPen here. You try the sound. If it doesn't work in 30 seconds, it's not going to work. And then if it doesn't, you can give them the EpiPen. But we are being gouged. We need to take back our rights. And that's why we present these free classes. Do you think we do that for fun? Do you think I pay for all of this just for fun? No, we have a dedicated group of teachers that volunteer their time. We pay to have it put up. We pay to have the paperwork done. We pay for the software so you guys can have a way to take back what's rightfully yours. Health, our health, shouldn't belong to the government. And that's why we're doing the Gardasil stuff. We're doing lipodemia, fibromyalgia, neuroplasticity, I think, is a fabulous one because as we're being poisoned with these foods in school, it depletes our brain. And you can go give yourself an evaluation of neuroplasticity and have your brain work better by knowing what nutrients your brain needs. It's there for you. SoundHealthPortal.com. Let's go back and look at that. Go to Gardasil, and the first thing you need to do is send in a vocal file. And this is the thing that most people have a problem with. And we're trying to get this up online, but even when we do, people try to use their cell phones, which aren't accurate, or their walk-around-the-house phones that aren't connected to anything. We use a Polycom voice station here. It's a $350 phone. We use it because it's faithful to your voice. So the first thing you need to do is go to Audacity, A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. And you can go to Audacity Download. That's the best one. And it said, download Audacity for Windows or Mac. So that's the first thing you want to go do. If you can't remember what I'm telling you, go to soundhealthoptions.com. Go to Downloads, go to Radiation Software, it's the fourth one down. And there's a little textbook there that we're providing for free. Download that textbook, it tells you how to do this. And if you can't remember that, write to me, Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards, at Gmail, and ask for the instructions, and I will send them to you. So you download Audacity. Then you have to set the parameters for Audacity. This is what people are forgetting. From the same person last week, I got 8 voice files in a row. Every one I sent back and said, you forgot to do this, you forgot to do that. because they didn't read the instructions. They didn't have time to read 5 minutes of instructions, so they took up 40 minutes of my time to check on 8 WAV files. That makes me angry. Waste my time that I can't be doing something else for somebody else. So preferences are listed in there. Under quality, 32,016-bit. Do not leave this 32-bit float. Go to best and best. Go to devices. You want to be doing channels mono. Recording, unsnap this little overdub thing. Go to import-export and unsnap show metadata editor, and you're ready to go. And we've written all that out. We have it in a paper. We have it in videos. We have it in over 500 Vimeos. That's how urgent this is. Richard, can you just give me 30 seconds of your voice? This is the timer up here. Using the right microphone. I'm using a Go mic. You can't just pick up a little mic and use it. You know, somebody did this on their phone with some little earpiece or something, and they only had 2 notes, and they just swore they used the right mic. And I said, go on Skype with me and show me what you're doing. They were not using the right microphone. Now, if that's a problem, go to shop on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. Go to products, and the mic that we use is one, second one down. We use any and all of these, but we use the Samson little one more than anything else. It's the cheapest. Look at this Logitech, $92. This Dynex is $24, but I bet you can't get it. The Samson big mic is for the lab. So go back and look at those. So Richard is going to give me 30 seconds of his voice, and we know he hasn't had Gardasil shots, I hope.
Not
unless
recently.
Well, they could have slipped you something when you're in the hospital for a year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hit the red button, and he's going to start talking into my Polycom phone. And you can get these used on eBay. This is the best way to do it online. The better way is to have them do it on their own computer with the right microphone. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
So I'll talk about when I was in the facility. I was in a healthcare facility during a year where I had about 30 hours of surgery, and they did give me a variety of shots until I became conscious enough to, like, say, no, are you, no, and with expletives. I was, you know, drugged, so I could swear. They gave me freedom to have a certain amount of acrimony in what I expressed to them. And so I don't know what I've been shot with, but I haven't had a vaccine since the days of when I was in a childhood and you'd walk into the cafeteria and they'd give you a shot with a glass syringe. That's how old I am.
Okay, I let it go 37 seconds because there's a little bit of nothing here. And if you've got a cat meow or something like that, you can delete it. So just hit the scissors here, or you can just hit delete on your keyboard. And we want something between 25 and 35 seconds. Anything that's a clank or whatever. When we get finished doing all this, like if somebody has to clear their throat, you'd want to take that out. Somebody sent me one the other day, and it had parrot squeakings in the background, big squawks. And we said, listen to it and make sure it's only your voice. Jeez. So we're going to export, not save, because you're sending me VPF files. Export audio into a WAV file, and we're going to call this Richard.
In a 16-bit WAV form, because it'll give you that choice. It can give you a choice upon export whether it's 32 or 16-bit.
Oh,
you always want to choose. In the Mac world, it gives me a choice of either 32-bit or 16-bit, so you always have to confirm that it's 16.
Yes, and even in that little textbook, it tells you how to set up your desktop. Richard Vaccine already exists. Replace no. I'm going to go back and say Richard Vaccine dash G. Or you can put the date in there. But make everything unique so you can go back and use it and compare it again. So we now have this save changes. Cancel. I'm just going to make sure that just goes down and we save it till we go online. Are we in here twice? Gardasil, send a voice file. And this is under services. Gardasil, neuroplasticity, lipedema. There's supposed to be five. Which one did we knock out of here? You can also do muscles and nutrition if you sign up for Apprentice, and it's free. But let's see what happens here. Send a vocal print. Okay. Send us your vocal print. One-time offer. Company guest. Ba-da-da. How do I do this? Join the community. Access a microphone. Capture voice samples. We're already through that. Preparing your voice. Record, edit. Install Audacity. Upload voice files. Now, I don't know if it's going to make me join again, but I can't join it at this level. Please sign in. It caught me. I'm already on the portal, so I can't sign in at this level. But you guys can, and at that point, you, let me say new here. So you'll get a login like this, and then you'll get to say we've got a new file that we want to upload. So we can do Richard Vaccine, and you only have to do this once. And we want to know where they are. Richard's over there in California. We don't need his email, mail, and testing online to show how to use Gardasil. And we save that and close it. And we can go look at the description. Browse. And I put this on top. I organize all of my WAVE files by when I did them. So the dates are all, the ones I just did are on top. So it pulls that in and I can write online Gardasil show or whatever I want. Save and close. I could also save it this way and still see the WAVE file. So I want to go to look at this. It hasn't been evaluated. I think I just forgot how to do this. So it's supposed to be loading it into a WAVE file. There it goes loading. And there's tutorials for this. There's a booklet for it. And we want to look at what's going on now with Richard, so we say current. Now, I did not choose out of range negative. Wow, let me see if I can pull it by active template. well, maybe it's going to let me pull up my Muscle Master. Yep, it is. So what we did, we looked at his voice and everything that he said, and we changed it into a fast Fourier transform. The blue is normal. It wouldn't let me go to that Gardasil, so maybe that's only for the public. But it let me go to muscles. And these are all the frequencies that were chosen. And the next thing we do is print out a report. Well, I was hoping to print out a report. Okay, it tells us a relevance over 50 is pretty high. So let's see what's in that report. And I had to do it by muscles. But it'll come back to you by Gardasil. I need to get in touch with the master and see what's going on. The portal master. This is not supposed to take any more than 12 seconds. For those of you who want the chat, there's a lot in there. Okay, so here's Richard Vaccine. It gives a little bit of how to read all of this. There's his vocal print. And since we had to do it with muscles, it starts giving us the muscles that are low or weak or high. Great toe. Has your toe been hurting, Richard?
I probably broke my next little toe on my left foot yesterday.
Ooh.
So my left foot is pretty throbby.
Okay, we'll look at this after we get finished. So here's all of his muscles. This is something that you can deliver to your client. And when you become a technician, which is the 2-day free class coming up, then you can circle which ones are the most important and say, take that to your chiropractor, take it to your massage therapist. We'll look at anything that deals with toe. There's a lot there. And it's high on one side and low on the other, which means it's only on one foot. So this is the kind of thing that you can print out and send right to your client. This is the kind of thing that you will be getting when you put your, okay, when you put, somebody's giving me a, we're after 4 o'clock flash. So you'll be giving this to your client, and this is what will come to you. It'll look like this. It'll have your name and Gardasil up here if you go in and submit your voice file. I showed you how to make it. I just couldn't show you how to pull it in because I'm already in here and I can't go back and in as an apprentice. Thank you for being here. We hope you help us spread the word about these 2-day classes. Please put it on your site. We'll have information about it up on our site tomorrow, I'm hoping. Let me go see. Classes, 2-day technician. It's going to be about reproduction, and it's August 10th and 11th. The software you'll be getting will either be Gardasil the other Signs of Life, S-I-N-E-S. You automatically get nutrition and muscles on the portal already. It will teach you to use the portal. We'll teach you to make reports for people. We'll teach you to set up a bioacoustic center in your community and try to share with you information about how we can all be free. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Richard.
You bet. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday. And as always, I have no idea who we're talking to, but we'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye.